The following is paid programming. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, its advertisers, or sponsors.
Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Saperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Saperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Saperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-7541. 854-7541 or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. We're just busy reminiscing about our just gifted childhoods.
Which wasn't that long ago, right?
No.
But anyway, I'm Peter Greco.
David Brownstein.
You are, really?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Getting my gloves on here.
So. And it is Saturday, May 30th, 2020. It's 10:04 in the morning. We always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, and we know for a while that won't be, but it looks like they'll
soon.
Be starting up soon.
Soon.
So if there happens to be something on, you know, at midnight for some strange reason, which there has been, we will be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every week at our website, saperston.com, on Saturday mornings at 10 to 11. So if you go to the saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com website, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you'll be able to be connected immediately. Also, at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to saperston.com, you go to the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and all of our shows are there. So if you missed a show, you want to replay a show, they're available. And finally, last but not least, all of our shows are
archived there
for many years.
Too many.
Yeah. And we also, every week, have a free economic report from Stone and McCarthy.
Yes. Talked about a lot of the economic figures that came out on Thursday and Friday. Personal spending, income, a bit of inflation, and interesting, the wholesale inventories were a bit higher than what people had thought they were going to be, and the purchasing managers index was much lower. So that's interesting.
It's interesting. I don't know what it all means.
No,
I don't think anybody,
but they go through it.
I don't think anybody cares. So.
Well, the other thing is that savings rate was supposed to be negative, and it was, you know, plus 10 million or something like that. Percent. Personal income was up 10.5%, and they expected it down 6.5%, but it was because of all the government stimulus.
Matter of fact, you know, they're saying that people either don't want to come back to work, a certain number, because they're frightened to go back to work, or they're getting such good money on unemployment they don't want to come back to work. So it's going to be interesting when these businesses open up. how they're going to be able to get enough employees back. It's going to be very interesting. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And I keep putting my mask on and trying to talk through the mask. Why am I doing that? But
I have to talk to my agent.
You're going to have to, okay, whoever that is.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to figure something
out. But anyway, 803-1520.
That should be a separate show.
But
you.
803-1520. Lines are wide open. You don't have to listen to this. You just have to give us a call and let us know, you know, what you're interested in talking about in terms of the stock market.
Okay.
Also, I guess if for some reason you don't want to call, although we do like to talk to everyone, you know, you can go to the website again, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. There's a chat box there. So if you click on the Dollar Doctor tab, this is Chat and Archives. The page comes up. You can go down to the bottom, type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So once again, the chat box is available at saperston.com. Under the Dollar Doctor tab, this is Chat and Archives. Right now, lines wide open, 803-1520. We're going to go first to Vic. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning,
Vic. How are you?
Great. I'm coming back to Cuomo land in about a week and a half, so I'm going to have to buy a mask. So I'm going to have to get used to it like you are, Peter.
Well, you better buy a number of them.
I don't think you ever get used to it, that's for sure.
But, I know.
Especially if you wear glasses and you go from air conditioning to the outside and then you're all fogged up.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I read an article in an American Spectator. I forgot the guy's name, but He rebutted the usefulness of masks, and scientifically, and he said that it's really overblown. But
yeah, I mean, it's not 100% protection. You know, it's helpful.
I'd rather be safe than
sorry. It's helpful. Yeah, it's helpful.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you first of all, Peter. Last week you talked about the fact that the S&P was in a range.
Between the 50-day and the 200-day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you said that it's important that it breaks out of the range. Well, mm-hmm. It did.
Yeah, exactly. And you know,
what you think at this point.
Well, a long time ago I said, you know, back in 1983 when the market came off, and I was just a little whippersnapper back then, but anyway, when the market came off the 1982 bottom,
I remember that day.
And that rally that just took off like a shot, and I kept saying, bear market, bear market. And I've kind of believed that this was a bear market rally, okay? You know, and just to be cautious, you know, certainly there were things to play, and I guess I've been saying it every week, there's opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I was thinking it was, a bear market rally. So the key right now, and it may have already done it, you know, once you get above the 200-day,
And it has stayed above.
And you'd like to see that act of support. And it was interesting that Friday, at the low of the day, it stopped at 29.98, which was almost exactly at the 200-day moving average on mm-hmm. that day. And then it rallied, right off that. So, if that tends to be support, it's very encouraging, saying, it's not a bear market.
Yeah, one of the economists or one of the analysts, I can't remember, it was Thursday or Friday. I don't know if it was Mohammed Al-Arian from PIMCO or if it was another one of the talking heads that are on those shows,
mm-hmm.
was saying that 3,025, they weren't talking about the 3,000 or 2,999, 3,025 would be support.
Be support.
Mm-hmm. And it closed at 3044.
Yeah, 34. Well, whatever.
You know, was it?
I mean, no number, we have to realize no number is exact. You say in the area of, But anyway, go ahead.
No, I was going to say what was interesting on Friday is that when Trump gave his speech about the actions against China,
mm-hmm.
Before he gave his speech, I think the market went down about 300 some odd points.
Right.
And then when he didn't take any actions against trade, it was all Hong Kong and some other miscellaneous stuff.
World
the market
health.
Rallied from 300 down to, you know, basically flat, but the NASDAQ went up about, what was it, 120?
Yeah, and earlier in the day, the NASDAQ was way down.
Well, it went down
in the morning. Early in the morning. Oh. You know, during the morning, it was down 100 and some odd points. Okay. Yeah.
But the more interesting thing, because I've got some money looking to invest for clients, and I'm not a timer, but I don't want to jump in. We've put about a third in. And I'm just waiting. I was waiting for a pullback, and this is the hardest time to buy.
Oh, it is,
but
very tough.
I kept on telling, there were no leaks of what he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out, is that positive or is that negative? Well, it was hard. Usually, if they want something out, they will leak it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what was so big in this announcement that they had that had to be top secret, unless they got rid of the leakers. I think of that more because I'm like, okay, when's this press conference? I kept on waiting, and they finally announced it at around 12:30, 1 o'clock. It was going to be 2, and then it didn't take place
till
3.
Yeah, well, he always takes a long
time. No, usually he's very punctual.
Is he? I don't know. They tell me he's always late.
Nah.
We'll see. Anyway.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, so, but you're right. The market said, so what? And that's
what do you think? What do you think the next, next limit would be, or the next goal would be in the S&P?
Well, that's a good question, to say the least.
And Peter's prepared to answer
that. I'm prepared to answer that, right. I mean, I'm so shocked that it got through the 200 day. So, let me take a quick look.
So while you're looking, you can't fight the Fed. They just started buying ETFs. They've been buying high yield bonds. I mean, the amount of liquidity is immense out there, and I think that's the thing. You can't fight the Fed, but you know there was hardly anything negative with the vaccines that are coming out. Okay, you read a guy that says we shouldn't wear masks. I mean, I think you got to be safe, but the nursing facilities, they're up here in New York. They're going to have everybody tested. So I have a few clients that are in and talking to their healthcare providers. They're saying, well, what about the state workers that are coming in? Are they tested? And I heard a report that they're not even testing those state workers, yet they're bringing them into the nursing facility. So I happen to think that's not a correct report, but who knows? Who knows?
Yep. Well,
Peter's ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Drum roll.
I failed. Anyway. Yeah, I can't quite get to what I wanted to get to here, unfortunately.
Okay. Do you have time for a few stocks?
Well, I hope so.
Just 45 minutes or so.
I can get to.
Okay. One thing I read, which from Reuters said that the big action that, big impact of what Trump's actions are against Huawei and their chip division. And I happen to have a stock that designs softwares for to make chips. It's called Cadence Design, CDNS.
CDNS, yeah. Silence.
It's nice.
Silence. What is golden? What is
91.29 on the close?
Yeah, boy, you own that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, actually, after I read that article, I'm thinking maybe I'd buy some more. But
well, you know, what was very good. You know, it was consolidating. You know, much like the averages were. You know, it had a big run up, then it plateaued. You know, and sat there, then this broke out, and it broke out at somewhere around 83, came back down, tested 82.5, 83, beautiful to retest the support, romped right back up, a new breakout again. So, it just looks very solid. You know, unfortunately, not unfortunately, the price objective by the point and figure chart, for what it's worth, again, is 96 only, you know.
And there's been a lot of firms following this, and you know the highest price I'm looking at is 93.
Well,
that's their target. It's just something to take into consideration.
No, not really. Those guys, half the time they're very bullish and their target's below where the stock's trading. I mean,
this is Bank of America Merrill. Don't talk like that.
I don't care who it is.
No, but they went from neutral to buy.
Yeah,
they do not have a target.
Yeah, I know. Forget the targets they give. You know, totally ridiculous.
But don't do that, Frick.
But anyway, you know, I would say, you know, after this breakout, if you look at, there's a possibility that, you know, the run up into the breakout was something like 65 up to 80, 15, another 15 points. Right. So, yeah, so that comes out to about 97, 98. So right now, that's a reasonable target right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the company. They have some, the technicals are good, and, you know, and of course.
And, you know, the chart looks stronger than that. Mm-hmm. And then one other possibility would be, let's see, 80 down to, believe it or not, 61, 19, about 100. So, you know, anywhere between 96 and 100 would be a reasonable next target.
Okay, good. I called you about a month or so ago about Veeva.
Mm-hmm.
VEEV, and it's made a really amazing spike. They reported earnings. They do the cloud for pharmaceuticals, and they're doing some work that involves COVID-19 research. You know, it looks frothy at this point, and I wonder whether not to be greedy and just take my profit or let it hang.
Well, you know, I mean, is it a very nice profit, is what you're saying? I mean, like,
yeah.
what percentage, like?
About 40%.
Okay, yeah.
You're close to 218.87.
Yeah, because, you know, take this for what it's worth. The price objective on the point and figure chart's 282, okay, which would be very nice, to say the least. What's that, up another 30% or so? But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a very bullish pattern in the sense that it looked like it broke down, and then, you know, it had that big drop down to, what, 184, 184, and looked like that was probably it, and all of a sudden it reverses like that, tremendous reversal. So, I mean, that is very bullish, no question about it. And basically, I always tend, you know, might be age, I don't know, but I tend to believe, always take a little bit off the table, you know, take some off the table just in case.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah. And, you know, after a while, if you do that enough, you know, you're not going to be a person who's always regretting and saying, I should have never done that. You know, so, you know. But it's always good to put a little away. So no matter what happens, you made some money, you know, as long as you don't let it come all the way back below what you paid for it, you know, so.
Right. And then if you have time for one more.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
RTX.
Let's see. Would you say RTX?
Right.
Yeah. It's not a symbol I'm familiar with. What is that?
It's the United Tech Raytheon merger.
Oh, no wonder I'm not familiar with it. Okay.
64.52 on the close.
Yeah, that one, you know, was a little bit surprising, you know, because it has very strong resistance in the 68 area, and it's tested it three times. And once again on Friday, you know, it came down from that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you would think defense would be very strong. I know there's a lot of very positive people on this company, no question about that. Let me see where the moving averages are on this. Well, that makes sense. It's still way below the 200-day, which is at 77. And the 50-day is about at 60. So I would like to see it stay above that, you know, 50-day in the 59-60 area general, you know, that area. So if it drop below that, I'd be a little concerned. I'd reevaluate it. And what you want to see definitely is a breakout to 69.
69, okay.
Yep.
All right.
And just from a fundamental standpoint, this is a big defense contract.
Oh, no question.
And we're spending trillions and trillions. They're probably the ideas. Are they going to be able to fulfill some of these contracts?
Well, it's not just defense. They have Pratt and Whitney, you know, that was part of United Technology.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh yeah.
And they spun off Otis. I know that. But both companies have a lot of strength, and obviously they're now merged. So.
Yeah. So I you know, watch those levels and go from there.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Your help.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, have a safe
weekend.
Trip home when you come back there.
Yeah. Well, all right. Got to buy my mask.
Yep. Okay. Take it easy. Have a good weekend. Okay, we're going to go next to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. I was going to sleep waiting for the last guy. He always had one more.
Well, don't you like to hear more stocks?
Yeah, but he needs a program for himself.
Okay. We accept everybody's opinions, that's for sure.
Do you have one more? One more. Okay. RRR.
RRR.
Three R's.
Okay. Sounds like a dog commercial or something like RRR.
Red Rock Resorts.
Red Rock Resorts.
1380. Is that a casino?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, do you own it? You're looking to buy it.
Just bought it.
You just bought it, huh? Boy, what the big, nice little reversal. Gambling stocks kind of got hit on Friday for some reason. I don't know why. But the bad news is it exactly hit its downtrend line and failed twice at the downtrend line, which isn't good.
Okay.
But on the positive side, the potential price objective for what it's worth is 31.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at 200 days at 18. So, it has to get above the 200 day, which is 18 or 19. So the first real positive sign now at this point would be a move to 16, which would give a buy signal. Then you have to get over that 18 to 19 area. Then you might be on your way.
Okay.
Would not like to see it below, that's a ways back. The real support now will be in the 11 and a half area.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Did you like the movies last night on TV?
What movies?
In Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
All the riots?
Oh, that. Well, I'm not going to comment because I'll get myself in trouble.
I know. What happened to good old days when the cop on the beat was with a Billy hand?
Well, it's too bad that some policemen are, they do things they shouldn't do, okay?
No billy clubs.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But I mean, they get carried away, and they have done some.
No, I mean, all that looting.
But I don't know why we put up with it in the sense that, I remember when the college students attacked the college because they didn't want to hear the speaker or something, and they're throwing firebombs and all of this, and don't do that again, right?
They won't do it again, all right.
So, but anyway, we'll stay out of this one.
We'll just pass it by, right?
Pass right by, that's right.
Everything's okay nowadays.
The whole world is beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Before they pick on you.
Thanks, Tom.
We get a couple more callers anyway.
Oh, there are. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thank you for calling. Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone line. Jump wide open again. 803-1520. Toll free 800-879-7541. If for some reason you don't want to talk to us, but you do want to ask a question, you can go to our website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and the chat box comes up. It's at the bottom of the page. Type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, 803-1520. We're going to go to Rich in Niagara Falls. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter and David. Haven't talked to you gentlemen in a while.
Well, nice to hear you there.
Well, I thank you. Great talking to you guys. And I just want to say, controversially, I'm getting a lot of rain here.
A lot, really?
All right.
Yeah.
In where?
It's raining pretty good in Niagara Falls. It's raining pretty good here.
Better not come down here because I'll never be able to mow my lawn again.
Well, so. Keep it up there. Keep it up there, will you? I got to plant some grass too. Yeah. So.
Peter, how much upside do we see for Dollar General? It's made a pretty good move.
Yeah, I see a lot of people have turned negative on it. I don't know. We'll see.
DG is the symbol.
Yep.
DG. Finished at 191 and 51 cents.
Thank you. 191
and 51. Yet, why did they turn negative on it? Boy, close
118,
it.
118.20 is the low for the year, 192. It's close to the high. In fact, I think it hit
it. Looks like it's a new all-time high for it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
At 190, what, 191?
192.71.
Well, the next, you know, the price objective on the chart's 206. And do you own it? Are you looking to buy it or what?
Yeah, I made a few bucks on it. I don't own it now.
Okay.
Being as it's so close to, well, it's it seems like it's run up too much at this point.
Well, in a way it has, but if I look at the chart, it consolidated for a while. You know, it kept bouncing back and forth between 174 and 182. And now it broke out of that consolidation. So the area, if it's going to still be okay, I mean, the 200 days way back now, it's around, looks like 160 or so. And, you know, as long as it stays above the 200-day, it's in good shape. But, you know, ideally, you'd like to see that 180 to 82 area now hold as support. But, you know, that's a nice breakout. I just can't argue with it, really. And
right.
It ran, before the breakout, it ran up from, what, 150 to 178.28. So, you could theoretically see it go into the 210, 212 area.
What do we see for American Electrical Power, AEP?
Let's see. AEP.
Edward, what is that? Albert Edward Paul.
I haven't looked at that in a dog's age.
Dog's age?
82.55, it finished up.
Yeah, 85.25.
Well, the chart will come up in a minute, I hope. Maybe not. Slow computer today. But I don't know what to tell you. Well, here we go. Okay. American Electric Power.
Must be all that Lysol you spray on that screen.
I think it, you see it? You see all the streaks?
Yeah,
I can't
terrible.
Even see through the streaks on the screen. But anyway.
Better bring a rag.
Do you own that or are you looking to buy it?
Yeah, I have that. I've been in and out of it. Presently, I'm down a little bit on it.
Yeah, the utilities had been very weak. You know, as a group, all of a sudden, and you know that was a it's been the big downtrend after hitting 104, and then it went all the way down to 65 somewhere in that area.
65 for the 52-week low. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, let's see what a 200-day is on this. Looks like around 90, 91. So you want to get above the 200-day. And the 50-day is at, looks like 80, and it closed where, at 85?
Yes, it did.
So, if you stay above the 50-day, you have a shot at going up to the 200-day, which would be in the 90 area. And then once it got above that, then there's, you know, more potential possibility. Right now, it did give a buy signal, you know, for a potential target of 102, so... So I'd use those. You know, we want it to stay above the 50-day, really, you know,
right.
In the 79-80 area.
How much time do we have? A couple more or what?
Well, no, you guess you have time. Go ahead. You're the only one on right now.
Oh, okay. I just didn't want to be saying one more if I...
No, well... If we don't take our break, there's somebody who watches us very closely who gets upset, you know. But anyway.
Okay. Gilead Sciences, symbol George, Ida, Charlie, David, GILD.
Okay, well,
makers of remdesivir.
This one came up, yeah. I don't know. Do you own
77.83?
Yeah, a little bit on that. It finished at 77.83.
Well, you know the story there. It has to do with that drug, you know.
Right.
You know,
right.
If all of a sudden it turns out it really doesn't do that great a job.
Right.
You know, so that makes it tough. So I would say that right now the 200 day is at what, 68. Yeah, 68 area. So as long as it held above that, it's probably okay, but you do run that risk that all of a sudden they come out with bad news on the drug, you know.
Well, they're not going to make a lot of money on these
drugs. No, they're not, but the market's playing with that.
I understand. I'm just saying.
I agree.
A lot of people think, oh, they're going to make so much money on it.
Yeah. No, I agree with all of them, but it's the perception, you know, and so forth, and but anyway, yeah. As long as it stays above, you know, say 68 or so, that area, you could try a little, you know.
So it's like a typical, like the way those biotech stocks.
Typical biotech, right? Especially now.
Yeah, especially now. Even in the normal times,
right.
It's like rolling the dice.
Yeah, because I know a guy who made tons of money as a trader over the years. It's unbelievable. And
years back, there was two that really shot up from somebody I knew, Insight and Medirex.
Yeah, but this guy who made tons of money, I think it's Dan Zanger. You might look him up. One of his number one rules is never buy a biotech stock.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anyway.
What's his name?
Zanger, Dan Zanger, Zanger.
Oh, Zanger.
Look up his record. He, you know, like 22,000. I don't know. It's just unbelievable.
Huh? Never buy a biotech. I believe in never buying an airline.
Well, don't buy them for the long term. That's for sure.
The old saying was, if you want to be a millionaire, be a billionaire and buy an airline stock.
Very good.
great talking to you, gentlemen.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Better days.
Take care.
Have a good weekend.
Okay. While we're waiting for phone calls, the phone lines are wide open, 803-1520. So, you know, give us a call. We're going to take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or go to our chat box if you don't want to call us for some reason at saperston.com, saperston.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. You'll be right to the chat box. If you go to the bottom of the page, type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we are going to go to the chat box.
Okay, we've got someone asking us if we have any thoughts on SM, Sam Michael, and SLM, Sam Larry Michael. Both are oil delivery companies. Hmm. Do you believe there is a large upside when the economy opens? I say no.
Doesn't matter what I believe these days.
He actually has just corrected that. He wants SLB as in boy. But
well, where are we now? SM or SLB?
Yeah, let's do SM. I'll keep you on the straight and narrow. Go ahead. SM closed at 352.
SM Energy Company. You know, it doesn't matter whether you believe, you know, it believes what the market's perception, what the market wants to believe, okay? And if everybody wants to believe that, the stock will go up, you know, no question about it. You know, besides the fact that the Fed's the main reason for this market going up, you know, the perceptions out there are, doesn't matter, you know, everything's okay. And, you know, whether you agree with that or you don't agree with that, doesn't matter.
Right. And these are bottom fishers for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so it's a bottom fisher. Did he say he's looking to buy it or what?
Yeah, he said yes.
Yeah. So, you know, right now
he's
it's
looking
been,
for a big hit on the upside.
It's been consolidating. It would need a breakout to, say, 4.5 to give a good buy signal. And then you might get up initially to the 7, 7.5 area. But you don't want to see it go to, say, 250. Then you'd have to reevaluate it. So you know, right. Decide what you want to do there.
All right. SLB is the other one.
Schlumberger. No. Or as the French would say, Schlumberger, right?
Schlumberger, yeah. We say Schlumberger.
Schlumberger.
That's a more quality company.
No, it is much more quality company. Let's see. We get to the bottom. Yeah, that one looks a lot better. A lot better. Went through a big consolidation, just broke out, gave a buy signal at 19. Potential target for what it's worth on the point and figure chart or supply and demand chart, however you want to call it. It's 30-31. And that's the area it broke down from, you know, when it just tanked. So good possibility, you know, for what it's worth. And there's no guarantees, but you know, we always say do your own research, which we haven't said until now, you know, but do your own research. And but it did give a buy signal. And, you know, as long as it holds above, say, 15, 15.5, where's the 200-day right now? It's at 200 days at 29, which falls into that target area. So it still could be in what you'd consider bearish territory. Okay. So it looks very interesting.
Of the two, we would buy Schlumberger.
And sure, the other one will do better. But anyway.
But and the other one's
right.
Cheap.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay.
So you buy a little each, right?
Yep.
All right.
Well, I
Good.
Don't know. Well, I mean, if you can't Wait. Make up your mind, depending on your research, yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to go to Stan in Florida. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Peter. How are you doing?
Okay, that's a familiar voice for you.
Well, I would hope so. I am bewildered by the stock market. Last time I called you, said the same thing.
Yeah.
We have over 40 million unemployed. The jobs are not going to come back that quick. They hadn't made any money, much money, in the past several months. Some people, like, zero. And by the way, the 40-plus million doesn't include the undocumented, who could not put in for unemployment, after all. And yet the market continues to move to the upside.
$4 trillion in cash, Stan.
That's bottom line is, and I keep saying the same thing, don't fight the Fed.
$4 trillion in cash
someday,
in money
markets. Someday, you know, everything will come back, and not pleasantly, but who knows when.
The $4 trillion in cash, that's what the Treasury has pumped into?
No, that's what's sitting in personal money markets.
Yeah, there's tons in
there's
money markets.
There's so
market,
much but, cash. There's so
yeah, but
much
they,
liquidity.
They pumped in trillions. I forgot how many trillion they pumped.
I think it'll go to $6 or $7 trillion, something like that.
Yeah.
But they haven't used all that
money.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's like considered a Fed put. Don't worry about it. The Fed's going to save us, okay? So do it, you know, and that's what the perception is. They're willing to look out beyond all of this and saying, hey, eventually everything will be back to normal and there's some great bargains out there in people's minds and or whoever controls this market, you know, computers' minds, I don't know. But, you know, but that's it. You know, so you can't think about all the things. You're right. I've said the same things. Oh, my God. They, you know,
right. If we
people
stuck
are
to
never
just
gonna
logic,
go back.
Right,
they're going
right.
to do this. They're going to do that. But, hey, the price is the only important thing, and it's telling you it doesn't matter at the moment.
They're saying it. Some of the casinos, I mentioned it last week, some of the casinos.
Lines out there.
Yeah, 100 people deep waiting to play blackjack. And so I think people are ready to get back. It's got to be done safely. But,
But whatever. I mean, like I say, that's the way it is, you know. So. I mean, it's like I always tell people, for years, people would call and they'd get all upset about the national debt and the world's going to come to an end. I said, that's been going on for 50 years. I said, someday it'll matter.
You know? Right.
But not right now.
Not
Doesn't appear to be.
No, it doesn't at the moment. You know, unless,
what happens, When the PPP money runs out, a lot of these places got this cash to keep paying their people.
They'll give them more. Who knows? I don't know.
You really think so?
Yeah. Man. I mean, you know, who knows? But I can't even worry about all that. You know, just pay attention to the market. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's tough.
All right, I want you to look at Zenga, Z-N-G-A. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting, their chart shows a breakout February 2019, a triple top breakout at 475. You notice?
Oh, yeah.
And now, I've been watching that stock saying, you know, it should be, you know what they are? They, Words with Friends is one of their things.
Right, they games, electronic games, yeah. $9.15 on the close. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, after it just sat there forever.
Yep.
And then it finally made a move, like February of this year.
Yep.
And I bought in around 7-something.
Beautiful.
And that was up at 9:15. I'm just wondering, should I get worried?
It was up 30 because you're doing the right thing.
You should always be worried. Well, you can see the price objectives around the 20 area.
God almighty. But
resistance would now be 11.5 to 12.
I see. Yeah.
So I mean, it still looks like it's okay. I mean, it's had a big run up, but the 200-day moving average, it finally broke above that.
Uh-huh.
And looks like it's at 653. Unfortunately, I put Lysol over the screen. I can't read anything. But anyway, but it looks like 6.5. So you know that 6.5, you know, about where you bought it should be good support. So I'd probably hang in there.
All right. Okay. Hey, because the all-time high was 15.5. That was way back in 2012.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you never know. But I do know even a while ago, you know, last year, I'd be sitting in the restaurant. I always sat at the bar with my friends, although I don't drink, but I sat at the bar with my friends, and they're all playing the whole time right down the bar. They're playing Words with Friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's enormous with people, especially trapped indoors. So
oh,
much.
Now especially, yeah. Right. So
and yeah, Stan, that's a way to communicate. That's what made me think it's gotta do well.
Yep. Right, Stan, you probably heard that one of your longtime colleagues unfortunately passed away, George Hamburger. He passed away the last couple of days at 73. Yes.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know. I thought you might have known, but yeah.
No, I did not. I had not heard that.
Yeah. Just
son of a
let
gun.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a history. When they fired me at WGR way back, they hired him to do the morning show and fired me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I was out of work for like 6 months. And then somebody said, you know, there's a new FM station at BOF.com. I don't know, 92 point whatever. Mm-hmm. I never heard of them. And I went over there, and in 1 year, the station, now I'm in the business, I'd never heard of them. And the station went from unknown to number one in a year.
There you
go. Cow.
And I went into sales for the first time, and had a very good run.
I would say so. That's, beautiful. Yeah, well, you've had a very good run in general.
Yeah, I really did.
Right.
I think the average career of a broadcaster is like 4 years.
I was going to say 5 minutes, you know. But
yeah. Well, in your case.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway,
right.
I got in 1952. Wow. How many years is that? It's 48.
I can't even add that
years.
Many years.
67 years.
68 years, yeah.
Seven. It's the year I was born. It was 67, so. Anyway.
Oh, okay. But,
so I remember the golden days, so there you go.
Yeah. How about Match.com, M-T-C-H?
Peter's on that.
I'm
You own it?
No, he's on it.
No, I'm on it, yeah.
Oh, I see. I guess, yes.
And you should see all the offers I get.
Well,
anyway. I don't want to go there. 89.04 in the close. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, do you own it or are you looking to buy it, though?
I've had it for a while. I sold it. It took a profit. Now, it's edging up toward another breakout, but it was until it, you know, came down the last day.
Yeah, well, Friday was an interesting day, you know, so I don't know what Friday
Very
was
interesting
it.
Day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I would say, you know, it's above the 200-day, which is at 75. It's got support around 83. And it would make what a new all-time high at 93 if it ran to 93.
Yes.
Yeah,
and said 89.
I think 95.32 is the all-time high.
Is it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the potential, price objectives 108 for what it's worth, and probably a fun place to do your research on. So what can I tell you?
Honey, I was doing research.
Right. Anyway. Terrible. Amazon.
Yes.
AMZN. Are you still hot on it? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
He doesn't even look. He just says, buy.
Just, it should be a part of everyone's portfolio. So at least some piece. And, it doesn't, unfortunately, give you an opportunity to get in and buy at a lesser price. So
well, it always does when it disappoints. You have a big drop when his earnings comes out, and because the guy plows his money back in, which is a brilliant move, Mm-hmm. And consolidating beautifully,
Close at 2,442, 37 cents.
That's it's got a trading range, around 2,300, 2,280, around there, and
back down to 2,330.
Yeah, it's done that many times here.
And bounce back,
if this thing breaks out.
They've destroyed retail. I don't know how many stores are going to be able to survive.
They haven't they've caused a
competition is what made this country.
What is it? Deconstruction, they call it, or something, or disruption. They've disrupted, but now they've taught Walmart, they've taught Target how to do business.
And the smaller ones have to reconstruct, but you're going to see tremendous sales because there's inventories out there. Yeah. So, but the Amazon, they're on my street 10 times a day, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I applaud when the truck goes past my house. It didn't stop today. A miracle.
You haven't lost it, I'll tell you.
I'm on a first-name basis with the Amazon drivers.
There you go. Hey, how you doing?
You know who they're causing problems for? Bus lines. They are hiring all these drivers with their own delivery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
School bus drivers, they outpay the schools.
Right. They were at one point, because a friend of mine looked into it, they were going to give you a $10,000 bonus if you went and delivered for them.
So anyway, if it stays above 2,240, it's in good shape. And, if this thing breaks out again, it's off to the races. And if you want to believe the target, 2,976.
Hmm. My God.
Yep.
Now, see, you buy the professional stockcharts.com.
You get
the projected future.
Yeah.
I get everything but that.
Oh, really?
And they keep saying, hey, join, and we'll give you that. And no, give it to me for free. I like it the way I have it.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
There you go.
We got to get to a few other callers.
Please, it was great talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Stan.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go next to, does it look like Doug and Amherst? Doug and Amherst. Good morning.
I know the weather sucks, but what are you going to do?
Hey,
awesome. That's the way it is.
You just wait. It's going to change. So
you're in your two seasons in Buffalo, winter and summer.
Yeah. A couple stocks I was looking at. These are not as the high prices what you guys were talking for computer chips. AMD.
Yep.
AMD. Adam, Michael, David.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Because they supposed to came out with a computer, super fast chip, and it looks like it's doing very good. Last time I looked, it's around 52, 53, or my little...
5380.
Yeah.
It's doing some consolidating. Right, Pete?
Yeah, you're getting really good. You may be able to take this over.
I don't think so. It just looks like it, that's all.
But... I'm pretty impressed by the woman who runs the company. She kind of knows what she's doing. This was always an also-ran, like it was something stuck on the heel of Intel.
Second or third thought. Right.
But anyway, are you looking to buy it or you own it?
Well, I got buy it. Believe it or not, I picked it up at 11 a long time ago, and I got several hundred shares.
Good.
But I don't need the money, so I just, and it keeps on going up, so I says, why cash it in? You know what I mean?
That's true. Well, like I say, I kind of like to always take a little off the table, just in case, because you never know.
Yeah. But, and the other stocks I was looking at, it goes with it too. Snap, SNAP, Sam Nancy, Apple, Peter.
Yeah, it's another one of those companies I always hate the idea of. But
yeah, I owned it and couldn't make any money on it and sold it, and that's why it
But then again, I always hated the idea of Facebook, and I still do, but it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with the stock price.
1894 on the close. One of the talking heads on CNBC, Josh, I can't remember his last name, he's a New Yorker, and he made a ton of money on it because he bought it way low, and he said he's playing with the house's money. House's money, right? So, but he still likes the stock.
Yeah, it looks very strong. You know, it just broke out again, and you know we'll have resistance about where it is. You know, between 19.5 and 21.
Yeah, I picked that up around 12. So that was way a long time ago,
right,
though, too.
Yeah. So, you know, watch that 19.5 to 21 area. It takes that out. You could go back up to the 28, 29 area.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And the last one I just bought recently with the auto industry, Ford, I picked it up for $4.
Well, you can only lose $4.
Yeah, I know. But I figure with the amount of money and what they're doing, it's I don't know what this lately, but it's around, what, 6 or something like that?
Yeah. It's a bottom Fisher special.
Yeah, that's what I figured, too. I says, you know, I can't go much longer. Besides, they do got a lot of people working for them, you know what I mean? So I'm a retired auto worker, too, from the other one, GM.
Okay.
So it's unreal. You know, I figured, try Ford, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I could, you know, next resistance, if it, you know, it broke out a little bit here, and if it goes up, it could get to the 7.5 area, then maybe 9 and see what happens then, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was looking to. If it hits 8 or 9, that's when I got to dump.
Oh, yeah,
good
doubled
idea.
Your money.
Yeah.
Yep, don't be greedy.
Good
yeah,
luck.
I know, because greedy is like pigs and pigs get slaughtered.
There you go, right.
Dogs get slaughtered.
Good saying.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
All right, call again.
You take care of yourself and have a good day and try to stay dry.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for
good
waiting.
Good morning.
Yep.
A couple of stocks that I was looking at, more for the area they were in. First was Paws, the ETF on pet food, PAWZ.
Typed in the wrong thing. It's PAWZ?
Z.
What is it?
PAWZ is in zebra. Pause. Yeah. Like boys in the hood. And
I thought it was, you know, I just, what you said pause, I put PAWS immediately.
That's what I thought it was originally, too.
47.42 on the close.
Well, geez, how many pet care stocks can there be? I'm surprised there's an ETF.
It's an ETF, yeah. There's a lot of them.
Really?
Sure.
Okay, do you own it?
No, I was just looking at it.
I mean, it's testing what may be an all-time high. I certainly testing the high it made early in the year at 47. So, you know, price objective for what it's worth is right about where it was. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, 15, 20, 58, you could come up with a price objective of. You know, certainly if it broke out to 47.5. And, you know, the 200 days way back at 41, but you should have support if this was a valid breakout somewhere between, say, 45, 45.5. So, you know, reasonable risk and reward there. And you just want to see it, you know, hit 47.5, you know, to take out the old high.
Okay. Second one is another ETF I've had for a long time, MJ, Mary Jane.
See, we can't buy that at our company, but anyway.
Smoke them if you got them, I always say.
Yeah, cannabis is coming back. You know, the stocks were trounced.
It's not up in smoke? 1376.
Yeah, it's, you know, where is it? 1376?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think remember. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I mean, it gave a potential sell signal on Friday. It was another one of those stocks got hit. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, the saying on the point and figure chart is the first sell signal in a bull move, and it looks like a bull move, you know, it's been making higher highs and higher lows, is normally false. So you'd like to see a pretty quick turnaround here. And, you know, if you had that turnaround, you know, not 14 and three quarters would be resistance. And then, say somewhere in the 16 area.
Okay. Got time for one more?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay.
Go.
UGI, looking at it, possible buy.
What is that sector?
UGI.
Yeah, I mean, but what is it?
I think it's a REIT.
Oh, well.
Utility REIT. Or it's a utility company.
Boy, that was a nice breakout.
31.84.
Yeah, just gave a buy signal at 32. Potential targets 46 for what it's worth. If you look into it, you know, like say, do your own research again. But, you know, it broke down from the 41-42 area, so there's a lot of room to run there. And as long as it stayed, you know, say in the 200 days at 40, so you got resistance 40-41, so a lot of room on the upside. And, you know, as long as it stays above 29 or 30, I think you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yep.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Have a good
okay,
weekend.
That's it. We're at the end of the show. Thank the callers. Thank the couple
and just so you know that
box.
Pause. There's a lot of different stocks in there, obviously.
Really
Nestle's, one. Chewy.
Oh, stuff
there's
that,
Zoidis.
Companies that
Zoidis,
have pets any, in them. Yeah, pets,
anything with...
That
has yeah,
some
right. Pet surgery.
That might be. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, very interesting. Didn't even know that.
Well, you learn something new every day, they
every
say,
day.
Peter.
Well, they always say you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
But, rough,
you
know, rough.
But... Anyway.
I looked for a sign for you, too. I was going to buy you a sign that says anyway, but they don't have any.
Anyway,
so.
Well.
They have whatever. We have in my house, whatever. My wife bought years ago for the kids, whatever.
For the kids, whatever.
But I wanted an anyway sign for you, but they
and
don't make
nobody makes it, see? So I invented it.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, we're at the end of the show. We always
obviously.
Say, you know, do your own research.
Good show, good show.
The market is what it is. Our opinions don't matter.
We left a number of people in the chat. We'll try and catch them next week.
Catch them next week. We're at the end of the show. Until next week, keep a little powder dry. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.